You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora, Frank on Tap. How's it going?
Great.
Good, thank you. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Thanks for coming up here at a
pleasure.
Just ungodly time of the evening.
I got to do it, mate.
Anytime.
It's a pleasure to be here.
For those who don't know you guys, we should probably go around the room and introduce the band members that are currently in the studio.
My name's Zara. I play guitar and do a bit of vocals.
I'm Cody. I'm a drummer and do a little backing vocals.
My name's Max and I play the guitar and vocals too.
Yeah. A lot of singing.
Yeah, lots of singing.
Now, I guess I should probably start off with by asking, how did you guys get together as a collective? How did this start? When did you guys start collaborating with each other?
I suppose Frank on Tap started with me and my old flatmate, Zuz, or Alexander Grant. We started writing some songs and then realised that we needed a band to perform them. And I was studying at Massey in Wellington, doing a music degree with these two fools. We asked Cody if he wanted to play drums when we were recording a few tracks, and he was down.
They hit me up. I think it was like in end of first year, me and Zara had a big major project together, and I think that was that for like 4 or 5 months. We didn't really do anything about it, and then summer went along, we got in the second year, and Zara came up and he was like, oh, I think we're still keen to kick it on. So we had a few jams and we recorded a few songs, but we ended up releasing them under Zara and Zuz's kind of private, or like personal Spotify's, I guess. Yeah, we hit up Max and we needed a bass player. He came along and the rest is history, I guess. Sorry, terrible, boring answer.
Where we got to where we are now is probably a better answer. We had an old lineup, yeah. And then one guy moved away, one guy dropped out, and we formed this new band, I guess. Different style of music, a bit heavier, bit more, I don't know, grungy. And yeah, here we are. We started in Wellington, but moved up to Auckland this year.
Tell me about that style shift, what kind of music you guys were originally playing and how your sound has evolved over time.
I think the stuff at the start was pretty poppy and kind of commercial. That probably came from me writing with Zuz and him being like slightly more pop inclined, and we were writing, you know, singer songwriter stuff, which was cool, but us three, we like, you know, kind of a bit more rocky stuff, like Fontaines DC and
Wonderhorse.
Yeah, well, like that kind of inspiration. And then we started playing together. Max has been singing for ages, voice of an angel, so, and his voice naturally is a bit more, you know, grunty, so it kind of suited that music a lot more. And yeah, we kind of just let it flow naturally, jammed it out a few times, just us three, and just like found our sound. We're still finding our sound, and it's forever evolving, I think. And yeah, it's just wicked playing with these guys.
And tell me about that process of finding your sound. What's that like?
It's kind of a weird thing. Like, depends on who you're like drawing inspiration from, like who you're listening to at the time. I think we try to ground ourselves in like, we don't really want to be in like any certain like genre or style. When we write music, we write very, very fast. Like, we'll be having a practice and we're supposed to be rehearsing for a gig, and we have get distracted, have a jam, and then we end up writing like 2 or 3 songs. And all of them are like very vastly different in styles. They still kind of like capture the same, I guess, like essence of Frank on Tap, if you will.
A follow-up question from that is, tell me about the songwriting process that you guys have.
It kind of comes from everywhere, eh? Like, a lot of the time, one of us, because we can all play guitar, a little bit at least, for me, we'll just have an idea and we can bring in some chords to the guys, and then we kind of jam around with it and then see where that takes us. Other times, not meaning to speak for Max, but he'll come in with like a few like lines that he's kind of been riffing over a bunch of songs, and like this kind of idea in his head, then he can come to us and we can try put some chords underneath it and kind of make it complete. Other times it's just like very improvisational, so we'll just have a jam and it'll just come out of nowhere and kind of work like that. So it just kind of happens in every way. We don't really have any like specific format or like formula of writing. We just kind of let it happen as natural as possible.
You've released a lot of music over the past couple of years, obviously three with a different lineup, and then Amelia was the first single you guys released with a new lineup, and 4 singles this year, the latest being By Your River. Tell me about that. Keeping busy, releasing stuff on a regular basis.
We all want this to work and we all want to be musicians. We don't particularly want... Our day jobs are great and they're a great way to make ends meet, but this is this, you know, this is our priority. And in doing that, you need to be able to put out music for people to listen to. You can't just get it out of nowhere, you know. And also for the amount we write, I mean, we write a lot of music. Like this, we have a finished EP coming soon, and we've already started writing the album that's coming after that. So it's I don't know. There's a lot of music, and we got a lot to say.
Going back to your most recent single release, I feel like a lot of people kind of go to the latest release when they're looking at new music. Like, what's the latest thing that they put out? Either that or the most popular, but for a lot of people, it's going to that latest release. So tell me about By Your River. What's it about? And how it came to fruition.
What it's about in terms of lyrics, this is my personal meaning. If whoever got their own ideas from it, good on you, and don't let this change that for you. But for me personally, it was, I don't know, a lot of kind of reflecting on my own kind of mistakes that I've made in my life, and I don't know, sometimes like others around me, and it's a big song just kind of about learning from those mistakes and growing from them, and I guess trying to navigate life through a way in which you don't make those mistakes again and you like truly can learn from them. And also it is just about kind of, there's nothing wrong with taking a step back from things as well and getting a breath of fresh air and, you know, just chilling out, because life can be intense sometimes, you know.
Is this part of something bigger? You've already mentioned an EP, a future album, which is very, very exciting. But tell me about where the EP's at, if you can disclose any information for us.
So it's a 5-song EP. It's all recorded. We're set to release it mid-December. I think, was it the 15th we're looking at? Super excited for it. We've got, obviously, By Your River was the first single off it. And then we've got one more single coming out on the 18th of November. That's called Threads. 24th. So 2 singles ahead of that. The EP is going to be called Beside You at this stage. And yeah, there's some cool songs on there. Hopefully people enjoy.
Very exciting. Would it prepare people for the summer ahead, given that the weather does hold up? I'm really hoping for a bright summer this year as opposed to what last year had for us. But yeah, should people look forward to some sunshine in a bottle with this new EP?
Hell yeah, dude. It's gonna be the anthem of the summer, I reckon. I hope so. I can see people enjoying themselves to those songs.
Yeah, it's also I think it's a good EP for all seasons of the year as well, though.
Yeah,
you know, it's got it's definitely got some autumn, a wee bit of spring, definitely some winter for sure, and some summer as well.
Yeah.
I guess to wrap up, where can people find you guys on social media? I'm guessing it's at Frank on Tap.
It is indeed.
On That's Instagram, and go look them up on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you do get your music. Where
all the socials. I think there's like a couple straggler TikToks out there as well.
We got Facebook, we got Instagram, we also got a lot of shows over summer all around the North Island, and a couple in the South Island as well. So if you're around then, we will be posting those up pretty soon. We got some stellar acts performing next to us as well, so super excited. Get amongst it.
Breathe in the silence into green pastures now. Stoned on the surface, in and out.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.